conservative political activist Bonds for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker, here today to listen to another one of Mike Gill's videos. This one is called Meet the Launderer for the Deep State, otherwise known as the IRS. So here we go. We're going to listen to this. This was back in October of 2020.
Mike Gill, State of Corruption. Today we're going to go after the largest money launderer in this country that has been weaponized to attack whistleblowers and citizens in this country. That's been used to money launder the money of the corrupt, the deep state. Now you think about that. These people are stealing billions, and believe me, they are. Where are they putting their money? How do they turn around and disguise it? Because anything over $9,999 gets reported to the IRS, right? You can check that. So how are they moving billions? Because the IRS is in on it. You got it? Can't be another way. Could they be that criminal? Well, let me start by reminding you of where my roots are from. I only built the largest volume mortgage brokerage firm in the United States. Right, according to Fannie Mae. None of them dispute that. In fact, you've seen me confront Sununu. With Governor Sununu, with the money laundering, with the evidence. Turns out he's part of the deep state. Got his guy, Jerry Little, banking department, not to audit. Guess what? The banks that are owned by the deep state and controlled, including drug cartels, banks that are holding this money and wiring it offshore and laundering it under the eyes of the IRS. Under the eyes of the banking department. Now, what if I told you I have a leading figure in the deep state? Listen, I name names and I don't wear a mask. And my name is Gill and not Q. Because I'm gonna be in your face. You wanna fight? You've gotta be in a fight. You wanna win a fight? This is what you do. Ready? So let's go through this video. I'm gonna show you evidence. Evidence that the IRS, who was controlled by Bill Shaheen and Senator Gene Shaheen, let's not forget, Senator Gene Shaheen was a consideration along with Hassan to be the vice president candidate with Biden. And what I'm going to tell you here today, I want you to know that Biden is the deep state, as well as the Shaheens and Hassan. So I'm not telling you to vote for Biden. I'm saying he should be in jail for treason. But don't think that President Trump doesn't know the truth either, because I gave it to them. And I'm going to prove that to you too. But let's step through.
So quick recap. We got Mike Gill talking about how he's given this evidence to Sununu. But Sununu doesn't care because he uses his current banking commissioner, former state senator who made the law that if the banking commission and the deep state like you or are one of you, we don't audit. And now we're talking about how Shaheen is protecting the state, Bill Shaheen, because he is in deep cahoots with the IRS. And then Mike Gill has also stated that he has given President Trump all of the same information as well that links all this cartels and money and drug laundering.
Through this in order. The IRS leveraged me from my sidelines with the control of Bill Shaheen and Senator Gene Shaheen and Alex Walker of the deep state and all those law firms. Every lawyer that handled anything to do with me in those law firms needed a release. Everything to do with the IRS, including the IRS, wanted a release, including their managers, the Department of Revenue. The whole laundering system, you get it? So that's proof. It's in a settlement agreement. Now, the FBI has that, and I showed that to you. That means the IRS...
The settlement agreement actually shows Mike Gill being offered a $50 million settlement with attachments. I'm looking at it right now.
Wanted it released, and so did Bill Shaheen. As his wife is still running for senator. Now, what I find is that the IRS, TITCA, the criminal division of the Treasury, who investigates the IRS, ran a three-year operation, Tom Morley, with Tim Kampus. Tim Kampus was the adjutant general of the Department of the Treasury, TITCA. The top guy, we have him on tape, both of them on tape, saying they have moles in my company. And they did. And those moles took instructions from Alex Walker and Bill Shaheen, as did they. They protected the IRS. They protected the corruption of the people who were using it, which were deep state members, multiple. Morrison Mahoney, they have that evidence. My law firm who represented Liberty Mutual, who represented the clients. And you've seen that video. That's a conflict of interest, hands down.
New Hampshire loves their conflicts of interest.
With a multi-billion dollar law firm, okay? That's the effort and the expense that they did to protect the opening to the money laundering system of this country, which is why Clinton's most trusted allies, the Shaheens, were guarding the door, which is why Maxwell was found in New Hampshire, the international money launderer with Epstein. Listen, the world's pretty big. New Hampshire's a small state. But she was there. And I told you she was going to be there. She was there under the protection of Shaheen. She was leveraging them with their money. Now she gets picked up by the same FBI I told you was corrupt and had all this evidence, by the same people out of the same office, covering and protecting the IRS. As much as these people are pedophiles, that's the nature of who they are. They're the same people, the pharmaceutical companies that'll poison your children. How many children from the corruption in family court turn to drugs and suicide? Where are those numbers, right? But this is why. We have them. I have them. I have a copy of the tape. Just done last December. Jeremiah Devlin. Right, he works for the IRS Criminal Division. I had an appointment with him 6 years ago. His words on the tape. I'll show you the video. You can listen to it. His recording. They didn't expect me to be recording. Wrong guess. Well, you only threaten my children. Tell me where they live. Right, tell me my son plays basketball. See, these are who these criminals are. Right? This is who they are. They extort you. They threaten to murder you. Even my children. You don't think they have something to hide. Now think about this. All of this is with the U.S. Attorney Lullett. Inventory sheet, you've seen it, right? How does he explain it? What about the murder attempts? What about the videos of the murder attempts? What about the recordings of the hitman? What about the settlement agreement? What about the fact that you know Morris Mahoney represents Liberty Mutual? They're 100 feet that way from you, right? So what did you do? You all covered up, and they're covering it up because there is their money, and that is way into all this. Now, do you think that's important? The Chinese do. That's right. I had a meeting to meet with aides from President Trump. I met with Epoch Times. Wow. The most conservative newspaper, but most trusted media entity in this country by President Trump. Quoted exactly by President Trump. But who are they? These are the people I met with. They were awfully interested in my evidence. Right. In fact, the first meeting I had with Stephen Gregory, who is the publisher of Epoch Times, right, showed him my evidence, the whole thing, except for he knew exactly who I was. You know who else in the room? Eight Chinamen. Right. I counted them. And then Gregory gave me a card. His card, I'll show it to you. And he writes a number on it. You'll see the number of Patrick Howley. Patrick Howley's gonna meet with me. He takes a train from Connecticut that night. The next day we met at the Trump International Hotel. Wow. And I have the evidence and I'm talking to him. He's a little squirrely, little guy. Reminds me of the flying monkey in Oz. Now, he was nervous. And he wanted to set that appointment. And we talked, and he went to call me back. They wanted to have me sit and do a three-hour interview in camera about my evidence. But the plan, and you'll see a little five-minute clip of that three-hour interview of me saying, we got to go to the Department of Justice. These witnesses, such as Aaron Day, such as Audra Tube, such as Brian Toomey, Carrie Lemieux, and several more, need protection. See, that was the cheese they used to bring me in, to sit down with them. The only thing I wouldn't agree to is that I would have to have a copy of the video. So we videotaped them while they were videotaping me. And you'll love this. The whole film crew, they were Chinese. Right. Found that a little unusual. But Howley kept focusing in on the IRS. Drug cartels, murders, political corruption. No. IRS. I want that. You want that. Because the president wants that too, isn't that so? So why did he want it? Because he knows it's money laundering. This is a game of leverage. You know why no one goes to jail? Because they collect leverage. You know why Trump isn't coming forwards and putting them all in jail? Because I've been doing this too long. Because he's being leveraged. But that doesn't mean they don't want the information. And neither do the Chinese. Anti-communist. Right. Let's take a look. Who owns Epoch Times? Anti-communist Chinese. Oh, no shit. In fact, it's a religious group. Falun Gong. I'm going to have you Google Epoch Times. Anti-communist Chinese. Right. They want my evidence. In fact, the Washington Times, another conservative newspaper, sent him an appointment. You know what they wanted? That information on the IRS too. Guess what? They're owned by an anti-communist Chinese group. Right. The most conservative newspapers are trying to get us asses in a war with China. They want my evidence. Why? Because it's extortion. They can extort these people because it is the truth. Let's look at Howley. He works for Epoch Times. You might remember that Steve Bannon, not that long ago, got arrested. Before that, and I'll show you a Twitter post, because I Googled it, Howley turns around and says, he works for a guy, a Chinese dissident, named K-W-O-K. He's being controlled by the anti-communists. They're going to get you in a war. Really? Who did you work for? You worked for Bannon, and you worked for Epoch Times, which is owned by an anti-communist Chinese group. Isn't that so? Both religious groups. Hey, that's the thing. If anything that gets you in a war is religion. And the first thing you want to be in a war with China, right? Because we did so...
So the Epoch Times and the Washington Times both are anti-communist China groups. Okay, far right.
Oh, well, during the virus. And let's just say this was intentionally the virus. They got a good look at how we would act in a time of crisis. You know what I say? Not well. You couldn't even find a roll of fucking toilet paper. That's how well we did. You see? They recorded that. And these entities are persuading you, just as the media is persuading you. A couple of countries own the general media. They all know the truth. They're dividing you, which is the operative word, division. How do you think we're having riots? How many of you seeing on Facebook black people attacking white people? You know what you do when you're focusing on corruption and you were heading that way with police corruption? Let's change the game. And that's what they did. And division is always their methodology. So we have the IRS. We have them. We show that they are money laundering. The banking departments and your state too. But the thing with New Hampshire, it was the porthole. It was well protected with Shaheen. Do you know what Durham was working on? You know those people who arrested Maxwell? He was investigating the Boston FBI with offices in New Hampshire. You got it? For corruption and ties to organized crime. They are organized crime. You got it? So Durham went to find their money offshore, and he did. You're welcome. Now I'm showing you how it's done within the state. You get them all. You find their money. One last thing. The text messages. I have another case number with Titka. I've got three case numbers. The criminal division of the IRS. Right. Believe me. You give your case number to find themselves, which is a problem we're all having. Because the people you look for help are part of this corruption. But I want you to see a copy of the phone. When you see the case number, Marco Sorelli, agent for Titka. Plantation, Florida, so he says. Except for later on the phone, he's telling me that he can't take my evidence. I can look at it, but I can't take it. Why? Because it would incriminate him too. Does he know campus? Yes. What was his questions to me? Because he only had three questions. Does Trump know? Does Trump know? Does Trump know? Yes, he knows. And you are going to be leveraged. But is it going to be the betterment for the people? Is it going to open the door to find all the corrupt? Well, I don't think so. It might be some friends in there. But I want you to look at my last text to him, where I said that his buddy is threatening to my children. And they threaten to murder my children. And I'm asking for his help. And you'll see that text. These are the people who they are.
Thank you. Could you set an appointment for me to deliver you the evidence? I will go to you. My children are being threatened. We need help as soon as possible. Shaheen knows the president has my evidence, President Trump, and that makes me a dangerous witness. Don't forget Howley outed Senator Gene Shaheen with the IRS. My interview with him is now public, which is why the IRS and Agent Devlin is putting pressure on my children.
They'll turn around, and all they wanted was the information on how it was going to be used.
You see all these emails? The emails and the settlement offers?
And who offered you a settlement?
Liberty International, the lawyers of Morris Mahoney. Now, Morris Mahoney pretended to be my lawyers to get through statute of limitations. That's what Marisa will tell you. You ready? They offered me $50 million on the settlements.
Morris Mahoney pretended to be his counsel so that they could get information is pretty much what Mike Gill is telling Epoch Times right now, when they were really the lawyers for Liberty.
Let's take a look at that quote.
And then in what context did they offer yourself when you were suing them?
What they did was, by covering all that up. I wasn't suing them. I was trying to put them in jail. I was using Morris Mahoney, and you'll hear recording saying, because they could get me a case with the FBI. That's what they were for. They sat on it to get past that statute of limitations. It turns out Liberty, who offered the $50 million, is their biggest client in the world. Okay? So they are on it, and that settlement is signed. Now think about this. Who's on that settlement? Bill Shaheen. Who's on it? The Banking Department, the Banking Commission, the Department of Revenue. Every lawyer that I had, through the divorce, through the business, all requesting their releases. So, including the IRS.
Okay, so just go back. So how do they offer you a settlement if you're not suing
them? There it is. Why? How about this? I didn't have to sue them. I just was going to put them in jail.
But, so they preemptively offered you...
What happened was, when they turned around and I caught them, they wanted me to go, and I have recordings, Nick Alexander, to go to a hotel room, never to meet all the other people involved, and they wanted to settle. And I said, I'm not doing it. Simple put, and you'll see the emails to verify that, right? I said, I will not give you a release. It wasn't about the money, it was about the releases. And you'll see coinciding emails that saying, I wouldn't take it. You'll see a tape from Married from the Mob. The woman was a plant, was there to offer me $50 million, and she admitted it.
But just to be clear, in offering you a $50 million settlement, who specifically offered you that?
Liberty. Here it is. You know, understand this. What they do is they wanted me to set this, what it is a stipulation and confidentiality agreement. Don't tell anybody. Now let's take a look, right? The wife. Wife's attorney, my attorney, all these attorneys. Look. Matt Kozel, Alex Walker wants a release. Justus Maria, all these people want a release. And what for? All right? Markman, Devine, Lisa Tracy. She was my controller, the one that was working for Shaheen. Tim Powell, he was the head of the IRS from Portland who told me that it was Gene Shaheen. Think about that. His name's on that release. They know he told me.
So who's Liberty?
As an insurer. You ever heard of Liberty Mutual?
Yeah.
You know the parent company of Liberty Mutual is? Liberty.
So the parent company of Liberty Mutual offered Liberty, you...
Yeah. It is Bill Shaheen, by the way. So.
They wanted you to sign it.
So in other words, Liberty Mutual tried to pay Mike Gill off for $50 million to keep his mouth shut.
A contract saying that you wouldn't talk about this kind of corruption anymore, this drug running and stuff like that.
Right. All done.
And so this company, Liberty, was going to pay you $50 million to get you to stop talking about this.
Settle. Well, not just stop talking, settle for any potential claims. So, well, and they say that, a global settlement, and look at all the people who are on this. These are witnesses. Look, we in the company, Divine Billimack, Wiggins and North, Internal Revenue, Banking Department, Department DRA, Friedman.
So these are witnesses for who?
And it's signed. No, these are all people asking, this company's asking for releases. Every attorney, every accountant, every single one needed a release. You know why? It was one giant operation. How it got giant is every time they wanted me to settle, I said no.
So he's showing a list here. He's showing some legal documents.
Mike Gill, state of corruption.
So that's it. That's the meet the launderer for the deep state. IRS Mike Gill on YouTube, State of Corruption, New Hampshire. Some concerning information there. You know, the fact that he's told so many people, Sununu, Trump, all these lawyers, and still nothing has happened. He's spoken to the Epoch Times, the Washington Times, which supposedly is supposed to be on our side. It makes my stomach not feel quite right. If you don't know, the NHGOP here in New Hampshire is having their convention tomorrow to elect a new chairman, vice chairman, etc., etc. Trump has made an announcement that he will be going to that. And I just hope and pray that Trump has not been leveraged by anyone who has done evil here in the state of New Hampshire.